Random House Audio presents Star Wars, Fate of the Jedi, Abyss, by Troy Denning. Read for you by Mark Thompson. Chapter 1. Buried deep inside the Jedi Temple on Coruscant was the Asylum Block, a transparasteel cube standing in its own hidden atrium, bathed in artificial blue light and surrounded by tidy rows of potted olbio trees. Peering up through the leaves to a second-story wall, Leia Solo could see Seth Helen kneeling in his cell. He was in the near corner, staring at his bloody knuckles, as though surprised that hours of hammering at a fusion-welded seam might actually have damaged them. In the adjacent cell, Natua Wan was endlessly scratching at her door lock, trying to slip her splintered talons into a magnetic seal that a nanoscalpel could not have breached. Seeing the pair in such a state made Leia's heart ache. It also terrified her, for both of Corran Horn's children had fallen victim to the same condition. Now, with Temple scientists no closer to identifying a cause, she was beginning to fear that this strange insanity might claim an entire generation of Jedi Knights. And that was something she would not allow. Not when every new case reminded her of how confused and helpless she had felt losing Jacen to the madness of the Sith. The golden outline of an access portal appeared in the invisible barrier field.